Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and it's time for our weekly fantasy spin segment. So, of course, I got to bring in my main man, Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com. We also got our own PhiladelphiaEagles.com's Bo Wolf over on the other end. Now, the Eagles are going to play an Arizona Cardinals team that is undefeated going into week three. This Cardinals defense, a little underrated, been very good in the first 2 weeks of the season. Joe, the first question for you is, are you a little concerned about the performance fantasy-wise of the Eagles' offensive players matching up against a very good Arizona defense?
Well, yeah, Chris, I actually am concerned about the Eagles' offensive players because this is not your grandma's Arizona Cardinal defense. This is a Ray Horton coach defense that has a lot of talent. They scheme well. They play very, very well. It's very reminiscent of the Pittsburgh Steelers defense where Ray Horton came from. So I would be concerned about Michael Vick, LeSean McCoy. But that game against the Ravens last week and the numbers that McCoy managed to put up despite the Ravens' defensive line playing well, the numbers Vic put up, that's going to make me feel a little bit better, a lot better than it would have coming out of the Browns game. So while I'm worried, I'm still going to start all the same guys I'm going to start anyway.
Well, I think you hit it on it there. The Eagles' offense, I think, is at the point where you're starting these guys anyway. Michael Vick, LeSean McCoy, even DeSean Jackson after what he showed last week, 7 catches, the most he's had in over a year and a half. I think those guys are starts this week. Jeremy Maclin, you got to wait and see with the injury, obviously.
Now let's go on that route. Jeremy Maclin, questionable because of the hip injuries they suffered in the last couple of weeks. Bo, we'll start with you on this one. If Maclin's not able to go, is Jason Avant or Demaryius Johnson, who had a key third down reception in the win over the Ravens, a viable fantasy option?
I like those guys both a lot, but I don't think Demaryius Johnson's ready to be started in fantasy leagues. Avant, maybe if you're a little desperate at a wide receiver three or flex, maybe. I do think the guy to keep an eye on is Brent Celek. If you have a couple tight ends and you're making a decision on who to start, I think Celek will be a bit of a focal point for this offense if Maclin is unable to go.
Yeah, Bo, I absolutely agree. The one thing I am worried about the Eagle offense is if Jeremy Maclin doesn't play, DeSean Jackson getting shut down by Patrick Peterson is a possibility. So if you're in a deeper league, maybe Jason Avant because he has the longer track record, but Brent Celek and maybe even Clay Harbor, if you're desperate for a tight end in a deeper league, might be a guy worth plugging in just because the Eagles are going to need to stay away from Patrick Peterson.
Now, guys, we're a couple weeks into the fantasy season, and maybe some fantasy owners are starting to panic about some possible early round selections. You have a guy like, hey, Eagles are facing the Cardinals. Larry Fitzgerald had 1 catch for all of 4 glorious yards against the Patriots defense. You have CJ2K, who is pretty much going to be CJ No-K at this point, the way he's going with that revamped Titans offense. Joe, what are you doing with these two guys? Do you ride them out, or are you at the point where you got to try to sell them for what you can?
You know, I'm not panicking on Larry Fitzgerald yet. He had pretty much equally as bad quarterback play last year with Skelton and Cobb, and he still had 1,400 receiving yards. Chris Johnson, on the other hand, I'm trading this guy while I can. I am avoiding the headache. He's too talented not to have good games for the rest of the year, but I would sell right now, even though his value is low. Just get the headache off your team because he is going to frustrate you for the rest of the season.
I think that's fair. I'm on the same page with you, Joe. Chris Johnson, if you can get anything close to equal value for him, send him away. Larry Fitzjohnson, I think you ride him out. A guy like Darren McFadden, on the other hand, I think you expect that he's going to bounce back more than he's done, and I think you ride him out. You don't want to sell him at a low value point.
Now let's look at some injuries around the National Football League. We'll go up to the AFC East, where Titan Aaron Hernandez, part of that dynamic duo with Rob Gronkowski, suffered an ankle injury. Reports are indicating he'll be out for up to 6 weeks, which is very, very significant in the fantasy football season. Bo, if you need a tight end to fill your roster spot, who are some guys, maybe an under-the-radar guy, that you might be able to get off the waiver wire?
Well, this one hits home for me because I have Aaron Hernandez in several leagues, and I think there's a couple options on the tight end waiver wire. You assume that guys like Kyle Rudolph and Celek, who we talked about, are already owned. The guy I'm looking at is Dennis Pitta, who we saw last week with the Ravens. Joe Flacco targeted him 15 times against the Eagles last week. So he's clearly very much a part of that offense. I think he's a worthwhile pickup.
Yeah, Bo, and actually Joe Flacco and Dennis Pitta are very close personally, if you want to believe in that kind of a chemistry. The guy that I'm targeting on the deeper end, though, the Buffalo Bills' Scott Chandler. This is not a guy a whole lot of people know about, but he's 6'7", about 270 pounds, maybe the biggest guy at the position in the entire National Football League. He scored in 2 consecutive games to open the year. He might be the number 2 most reliable target in this offense behind Stevie Johnson. Scott Chandler is a guy available in a ton of leagues, and I think he can come through with a couple of touchdowns for you while Aaron Hernandez is out.
Now, Joe, let's stay in the AFC East. Fred Jackson, Bills running back, great 2011 season until he got injured. Fans going into this season were kind of like, do I use a mid-round pick? Do I use a late-round pick on him? All of a sudden, C.J. Spiller's exploded in the first 2 weeks of the season. For those who have C.J. Spiller, for those who have Fred Jackson, what should they do with those two running backs moving forward? Is C.J. Spiller the legitimate number one guy, or is Fred Jackson going to be able to win a job back?
I'm going to take this time to apologize to Fred Jackson owners. I don't think he's getting his job back. I do not believe the Buffalo Bills can take CJ Spiller off the field even when Fred Jackson gets back there. That doesn't mean Fred Jackson won't have a role, but if you can maybe package Fred Jackson in a deal to improve somewhere else, I would maybe look to do it immediately because I think CJ Spiller, for the rest of the year, might be a legitimate top 10, top 15 fantasy back, even when Fred Jackson's out there.
And I think maybe the trade strategy there is to target whoever owns CJ Spiller, see if you can give them Fred Jackson and get something worthwhile in return.
Great stuff, guys, and that's going to do it for our Fantasy Spin segment here on Eagles Nightly. We'll have more right after the commercial break.